Tonight, government probes the whereabouts of thousands of military weapons transferred from the Ghana Armed Forces to the National Security during the tenure of former President Nana Addo Dankwa Akufo-Addo.
Ghana Armed Forces could transfer ammunitions to National Security that doesn't have a fighting force in 2024 is a question that would definitely have to be answered.
We have details as the fate of nearly 3,000 potential army recruits hangs in the balance due to eligibility issues.
It is important to report, let me repeat, at this stage, that the last recruitment exercise for soldiers, non-officers, was conducted in October 2021. However, the audit has revealed that 2,872 army potential recruits who successfully completed all required processes, including documentation, medical examinations, and vetting, are yet to undergo training.
Well, we have details of all of that coming up next year on Top Story, brought to you by Telecel, connecting energies. Well, in a shocking expose at the government accountability series, Defense Minister Dr. Omane Boamah unveiled a mystery shrouding the Ghana Armed Forces' arsenal. Thousands of arms irregularly transferred from the Ghana Armed Forces to National Security cannot be accounted for. Sparking urgent calls for clarity, Dr. Omane Boamah revealed that the Ghana Armed Forces has formally petitioned the National Security Secretariat to probe this breach of military protocol. Dr. Omane Boamah pledged that the John Mahama-led administration will not allow such lapses in military logistics to go unresolved. Take a listen.
That I state that to a very large extent, Ghana is safe, stable, peaceful, and ready to experience a golden age under the reset agenda of His Excellency John Dramani Mahama. We have kept our nation safe and stable, notwithstanding the irregular transfer of thousands of rounds of military ammunition in 2024 from the Ghana Armed Forces to the National Security Outfit. Ammunitions which have since not been accounted. Let me touch on missing ammunitions. I must say that, yes, it is not every detail that I can provide at this stage. But the fact that it's taking this long to capture it in this minute detail should tell you there must be a reason. If you go back to the President's State of the Nation address, 2025, he hinted at it. This is the next phase. But the reality is that to date, those ammunitions have not been accounted for. How the Ghana Armed Forces could transfer ammunitions to National Security that doesn't have a fighting force in 2024 is a question that would definitely have to be answered. The Ghana Armed Forces has passed it on to the National Security Secretariat, for the National Security Secretariat to investigate it, since they were the recipients of the ammunitions. But what we are doing is, under our watchful eyes, any such incidents will not be dealt with like the way it was handled in the past. So whilst we have encircled this and handed it over to National Security for National Security to handle, whatever will fall within our domain from January onwards, trust that we will deal with it the way the military knows best.
Well, Dr. Omane Boamah also disclosed that details on recruitment into the armed forces, saying that the most recent recruitment drive took place in October 2021. However, findings from an internal audit reveal a striking discrepancy. 2,872 potential army recruits who completed the entire selection process were not allowed to proceed to training under the previous administration. Listen.
It is important to report at this stage that the last recruitment exercise for soldiers, non-officers, So the soldiers go to the army recruit training schools and the various training schools. The officers will go to the Ghana Military Academy. So I'm done with the officer career. I'm now moving to the soldiers. It is important to report, let me repeat, at this stage, that the last recruitment exercise for soldiers, non-officers, was conducted in October 2021. However, the audit has revealed that 2,872 Army potential recruits who successfully completed all required processes, including documentation, medical examinations, and vetting, are yet to undergo training. Meanwhile, my visit to the Army Recruits Training School just last week disclosed the fact that the Army Recruit Training School has not been training recruits over the past 17 months. With the potential capacity for the Army Recruits Training School to train between 900 and 1,500 recruits every 6 months, a maximum of 3,000 every year, we wonder why the past administration allowed the situation of the 2,872 Army potential recruits to crystallize, knowing that even healthy people die during military training. How can we rely on laboratory tests conducted years ago or over 6 months ago to recruit? How can we rely on body selection and fitness tests conducted years ago to inform recruitment decisions now? Additionally, with the passage of time, many have exceeded the age. Considering all these significant factors, it has been decided that a new recruitment process will be conducted. I wish to emphasize that the over 2,000 potential recruits who could not undergo training under the previous administration, even though vacancies existed at the Army Recruit Training School, are strongly encouraged to reapply, provided they still meet all the established criteria.
So that is the Defense Minister, the Dr. Omane Boama there. Now, he spoke about a lot of issues, even including some debts that they have inherited, as a ministry, quoting some figures. They will bring you details later. But remember that all of this is also coming on the heels of Ghana's defense spending surging by over 60% when government is planning to recruit 12,000 personnel into the Ghana Armed Forces this year. Lead data and research analyst Isaac Kofi Ajay joins me in studio with some details. Kofi, let's start with the exact budgetary allocation for defense this year and the trend over the years.
So, Kojo, this year government is hoping to spend 6.4 billion Ghana cedis. That's about $640 million on defense. And if you compare this to what...
$640 million
on defense. That's about 6.4 billion Ghana cedis. Now, if you compare this to 2024, we are talking about an increase of 64.1%. In fact, the highest we've seen since 2013 was under the Akufo-Addo administration, who increased defense spending by 68.18%.
Okay.
But this time around, defense budget is expected to go up by 64.1%. And over the years, we have actually come from a defense budget, which was around 1.3 billion post-COVID to 1.5 billion Ghana cedis during COVID to now about 6.4 billion Ghana cedis for 2025, with the hopes that some 12,000 new recruits will be given to the Ghana Armed Forces.
Well, quite a significant increase there, but do we know exactly how they intend to spend this money?
Well, in fact, 6.4 billion Ghana cedis is very big, but if you do the math according to the data that we have cited, about 90% of that money is expected to be used as wages and salaries in the defense space. So about that 6.4 billion Ghana cedis that we are talking about, 90% of that is expected to be used as wages and salaries for 2024. In fact, if you look at the capex side of the whole 6.4 billion Ghana cedis, that is very less. And many are asking if we are really serious about defense spending. 6.4 billion Ghana cedis is big, but with about 90% going to wages and salaries. It leaves just a little for government to spend on, you know, things like capex. And in fact, one thing that we also saw that has gone down significantly is how much government is going to spend on, resource or human capital development. Last year, the budget was around 76 million Ghana cedis. This year, we are talking about a budgetary allocation of just 15 million Ghana cedis. That budgetary allocation has been slashed by 80%. And so although you have 6.4 billion in the total expenditure on defense, when it comes to human capital development in the defense space, that budgetary allocation has been cut by some 80%, Kojo.
If that's a cut, it will be interesting for us to know what will be involved in this human capital development. Does it include new recruit or just existing army officers? When we speak to the defense
Absolutely.
Ministry, do we have any sense?
We do not have a sense, but we know that already they are hoping to spend 90% of the budgetary allocation on salaries. But this definitely will probably be on existing recruits.
Isaac Ofeje is lead data analyst here at Joy News. This is the top story. So there you have it, the army telling us exactly how much they will be spending this year and what they will be spending that on. You got that analysis from our research desk where they broke it down for you to see that out of the over 6 billion cedis, government intends to spend close to around 90% of that on salaries. So it leaves little room for human development, but they've indicated that they'll be spending around 15 million on human capacity development. So we'll be getting much more education on that shortly. And we've been joined on the line by Kofi Amankwah-Menu. He is a former deputy defense minister. Thank you so much, sir, for joining us here. Now, the first question I want to explore with you is, why did we allow those, over 12,000 potential recruit, who had gone through the process, to sit down without going to the recruit training? Why?
Thank you very much. Thank you, and good evening to your listeners. I think that the figure that our minister mentioned was 2,872 as being recruited who have gone through the processes but did not start training. You know.
Yes,
that,
forgive me, it is 2,872. Yes, you're right.
Money. And so when the processes were done, after they had gone through all the processes, we needed to get commencement certificates from the Ministry of Finance. That we did not get. And then it was inching towards election. And so it was not advisable to allow them to go. Because if you don't have the money, then it becomes difficult. That is what really happened. And there is nothing really difficult about that.
But, according to him, the last one that the Army did was in October 2021. Between October 2021 and 2024 was quite a long time. But you say that this was inching closer to the election, and that's why you didn't let it go through. So
yes, this was the last one that we're going to do before the elections in 2024. Because if from the one you mentioned, 2021,
yeah,
a couple of them went through training and, passed out. So we're doing that in phases, and we're going to do this, but never got the commencement from the Ministry of Finance. So between 2021 and 2024, we had a lot of repeat going through training.
So you weren't doing the recruitment on a yearly basis?
We have, because we had a backlog, and we realized that some of them were actually within the age bracket. And so, yes, they had to go through the processes, and then when they do qualify, they go for the training.
Okay. So kindly give me an education here. If the recruit, do they buy forms?
Actually, they do.
Okay. So
they do.
if we didn't have the clearance from the Ministry of Finance, why then did we open for people to buy forms in an effort to enter the military?
So what it says is that every budget year, the ministry will have to send a budget to the Ministry of Finance. So the ministry is supposed to work within the budget sent or budget allocated to the ministry. But you know the problem with our country. If you take the budget, the entire request is not made available to you. So as and when the Ministry of Finance gets, you know, something in its kitty, you are given something as part of your budget to work with. That is the problem we encountered.
Yeah, but I'm still struggling to understand why you didn't know the space, you know, in terms of what the finances could allow you, but you went ahead to allow thousands of people to buy forms.
We knew what the finances could allow us. We had submitted our demands in terms of finances to the Ministry of Finance. And based on their promise to release, we went ahead and allowed them to go through the processes. But when it was about, you know, we got to the crunch to release the money, that was where we hit the wall. And so it became difficult to allow them to go to training without the finances. But like I said, from 2021 to 2024, there had been series of training for the recruit. So that was the only one which the Ministry of Finance couldn't release the finances for.
Now, these people had bought forms, but they don't know their fate. Would it have been fair, at the time you realized that you could not have allowed them to go on, to have returned their monies back to them?
Well, it is something that the new minister can do. I won't have a problem at all with that. If he deems that fit, he can do that. I don't have a problem at all.
Yeah, but you had that problem. If you wanted to deal with it, you could have dealt with it. Why couldn't you have?
If my brother, if the finances, they had released the finances to us in September or even in May and allowed these people to go, we were inching towards elections. And you know what that would have meant? Even people who had their employment way back in January were being dismissed left, right, and center. And we have a history of that. We did not want to go through that cycle again. We didn't want to do that.
Again, the minister reveals that there are some irregular thousands of rounds of military ammunition that were sent to the National Security Outfit in 2024 that cannot be accounted for. Why did that happen? What do you know
that
about it?
That is why I have a problem, a bit of difficulty with the minister. My brother, we all know, if you know how the Ghana Armed Forces work, anytime they receive any ammunition, they have a meticulous way of keeping records. And so at each and every time, you know where something, you know, has gone to. And so for me, this is not rocket science. We have people in charge of the armory. And if the person in charge of the armory releases a certain catch of ammunition to a particular place, the records are there. You keep the records. And so for me, it's just about going for the records and then just tracing where these ammunitions are.
But that is what the minister says they've done. They've gone through the records but cannot trace where, the records for these 1,000 ammunition are.
And that's why
he's complaining.
This is where I have the difficulty. He is the Minister for Defense. And so things like this, you don't come into the public domain and just put it out there to cause fear and panic. You have to use all the arsenals at your disposal to trace the things. It is not rocket science. But when you have the Minister of Defense in the public domain causing fear and panic, it becomes a problem. Because this thing was not kept by the Ministry of Defense. It was kept by the Ghana Armed Forces. These are men who have the expertise. These are men who we all know their professionalism. And so I don't think that they will go and hide this thing somewhere. And that no, they wouldn't do that. At least the Ghana Armed Forces will be left in the hands of the NDC. They will never do that.
Well, so are you denying that it could possibly have happened?
Well, I mean, there was something that was really going on. And so anytime the Ministry of National Security, anytime police and the Ministry of Interior needed any assistance and they deemed that they could, you know, fall on the Ghanaian forces, they did. This has been going on for a very long time. And so, yes, every now and then you have Ministry of National Security falling on the Ghanaian forces for assistance. You have also the Ghana police also falling on the Ghanaian forces for assistance. So this practice has been going on for a very long time.
Well, stay with me. Let me bring in Professor Kwesi Yenin. He is a security consultant. Prof, I'm grateful to you for joining us here. Now, what does it mean to have thousands of ammunition unaccounted for us, as is being, we are being told by the minister?
Well, first of all, let me respond to Mr. Henry's point that the minister is causing irresponsibility. I speak for the sake of transparency and the oversight activities that the people of this country need to know. There's absolutely nothing wrong with the minister in a series of lectures titled Transparency or something, expressing a concern for some unaccounted sort of ammunition. We also know, based on our studies, that the armory of the Ghana Armed Forces are the best in terms of stockpile management and all that. But we also do this based on the research commission report that there are alternative security structures closed, armed, provided with logistics that do not conform to what we know. And we also know that several armies are unaccounted for, you know, and that irregular transfers do take place. You know, so I think we need a process of engagement away from the public papers and to say, well, I guess. Because the National Security Secretariat is not an operational arm of the National Security Secretariat. It should not be. But historically, the notion of national security as something above the law group of individuals who create this toxic culture of fear is part of our political history, and we cannot overlook that.
Okay. Professor, I beg, as we speak, if you could move away a bit from the radio, it would help. But as Mr. Amankwa Menu says, must it be difficult for the Defense Ministry to track these 1,000 ammunitions they are speaking of?
It depends on the quality of the documentation. And as I've stated earlier on, if the diversion was quasi-officially sanctioned by some aspect of government, then there will be no documentation or no proper documentation. And then we like the minister's concern that we need to get to the bottom of this. And I know from our earlier studies and partnerships with Small Arms Survey, you know, that it's not always that ammo brought from peacekeeping accounted for. That diversions do take place. You know, so as I'm saying, I think Mr. Menu sits on two very important committees of parliament.
Mm.
You know, so they can have, you know, a meeting with the minister in camera, and then the appropriate authorities within the Ghana Armed Forces, and then, of course, national security. And then to look at the documentation and to trace where they are born. Because we are in a dangerous environment,
okay,
in which we are not prepared to face both the internal and the external threats that this country faces. Our military expenditure is way below that of Burkina Faso, Mali, and Niger. So we cannot have, ammunition and probably military-grade weaponry in hands that we cannot account for.
Prof, I'm grateful to you for joining us. What are your thoughts on this?
Thank you.
Let me bring you back, Mr. Kofi Aman Kwame here. So, Professor Kwesi Enyin is proposing that Parliament must intervene because you sit on important committees. Will Parliament take this up?
You see, I don't have a problem at all Parliament taking this up. In my submission, I said that we should never do politics with our security. The very moment we introduce politics into our security, we will get it all wrong. For me, one thing we need to do as a nation is to really hold the peace we have. And I believe that every well-meaning Ghanaian will be prepared to do that. And so, yes, I will do that 24/7, provided issues will not be politicized.
So that means that you will be willing to lead your committee to take this up, but your fear is that it shouldn't be politicized.
Precisely the point. Because if we introduce politics into this thing, I listened to what the minister said, and what he said was laced with politics. Most of the things he said, if we are to interrogate, most of the things he said, we can easily situate the devil of politics in there, in what he said.
But you have you have the power to bring out the real fact when he faces you in Parliament.
You see, again, because of the oath I have sworn, so far as one of my committees is concerned, there are certain things I cannot say on this platform. But some of this, we've already had conversations around it. And so I find it a bit worrying when you put it out there, looking at the threat facing this nation. When you do that, you are putting the security of this country on the line. And I don't expect a minister for defense to be doing that. It's so wrong. He occupies a very sensitive ministry. And his ministry is not about running into the public domain when there are issues to be dealt with. He has to work more and talk less.
Well, thankfully, we've been joined by the Deputy Defence Minister, Broja Jemfi. But Mr. Jemfi, according to your colleague, former Deputy Minister, Kofi Aman Kwame, he says that the document you have should be able to tell you exactly what it is. What is it that you can find that your minister says, this is an issue that the public must know about? Over 1,000 ammunition that we can trace.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And greetings to Honorable Aman Kwame. If you can come again with your question, I don't really get it.
Well, I was trying to find out from you that if you listen to Mr. Aman Kwame, he says documents are available to tell you where exactly these ammunitions are or to let you understand what happened. So what document don't you have that it's important we as Ghanaians need to know about these 1,000 ammunition that you can trace?
Well, the minister did not say we cannot trace any ammunition. I think that what he said was very clear, that some irregular transfer of thousands of ammunition were transferred from the Ghana Ministers to the National Security Outfit. That is what it is. I'm not sure.
In terms of the irregularity, what have you seen that you classify this as irregularity?
Well, like the minister said at the accountability series, this issue has been referred to the National Security. If ammunition of that nature would be transferred from the Ghana Armed Forces to whatever the destination is, there are protocols and there are systems to go through. And so when the minister says irregular transfer, that is what he means, and that is what it is.
The former defense minister is worried that you are making this political.
Well, I don't think there's anything political about this. The minister did not accuse anybody. He did not mention anybody's name. In fact, there was no mention of any political appointee. Whether a political appointee was involved or not, nothing of that sort was mentioned. So I think that my brother, the former deputy minister, should cool down.
Grateful to you, Broja Jemfi, for speaking to us. He is Deputy Defence Minister. You earlier heard Kofi Amam Kwame, former Deputy Defence Minister, and Professor Kwesi Yening, a security consultant. That does it for the top story. Brought to you by Telecel Connect and Energies. Up next is Newsnight.
And we'll be taking